KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning through Wednesday. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, becoming east 40 in the afternoon. Seas 7 feet, building to 14 in the afternoon, with rain and snow. Tonight, east winds 40 knots, seas 17 feet with rain. And Wednesday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning through today. Today, east winds 35 knots, seas 13 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. And Wednesday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northeast winds 40 knots, seas 10 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. And Wednesday, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning tonight. Today, northeast winds 35 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, east winds 35 knots, seas 8 feet. And Wednesday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through Wednesday. Today, northeast winds 40 knots, seas 14 feet with snow and rain. Tonight, northeast winds 40 knots, seas 14 feet with rain and snow. And Wednesday, north winds 35 knots, seas 16 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain and snow becoming all rain after 10 a.m. The rain and snow could be heavy at times. Highs near 39. East winds 30 miles per hour with gusts to 40. Tonight, rain. Lows around 38. East winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 30. And Wednesday, rain. Highs around 39. Southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:56 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches, a low at 10:06 at 10 inches, a high tide at 4:08 p.m. at 6 feet 8 inches, and a low tonight at 10:06 at 1 foot 1 inch. Your sun rose at 7:36 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:48, giving us 14 hours and 12 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, Unalaska is expected to receive up to 20 inches of snow till Thursday. And a new study reveals that spotted seals in the Bering and Chukchi Seas ingest microplastics. All of that and more coming up.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region, and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. A winter storm warning remains in effect for the eastern Aleutians, including Accutan, Unalaska, and Nikolski, until 1 in the morning Thursday. Heavy snow of 8 to 20 inches is expected, with northerly wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour, causing blowing snow and reducing visibility to less than half a mile at times. The worst conditions will occur from this evening through Wednesday afternoon, with Unalaska likely experiencing the heaviest snowfall. Travel will be hazardous. A Category 2 travel advisory is now in effect in Unalaska due to snow accumulation, high winds, and blowing snow causing whiteout conditions and high drifts. The Unalaska Department of Public Safety says some side roads are difficult to navigate and recommends limiting travel to absolutely necessary trips only. For local winter storm updates, information is available through Nixl Alerts at nixle.us. Unalaska City School District closed school for the full day today due to weather conditions, and all PCR facilities closed earlier today due to the travel advisory and will remain closed until the storm warning is downgraded. Due to Category 2 weather conditions, IFHS clinic is closing today at noon and will remain closed until Thursday when they reopen for regular business hours starting at 8:30 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Microplastics appear to be ubiquitous in spotted seals harvested in Alaska's most remote waters. That's according to the lead author of a paper published last month in a peer-reviewed journal. Biologist Alex Sletten led the work.
It blew my mind how when you think about the Arctic, you think about this pristine environment that hasn't really been touched or affected by anthropogenic stress. But in reality, like, there's so much microplastics out there.
The findings are part of a growing body of work showing that even in far-flung parts of the Arctic, plastic pollution is deeply embedded in the ecosystem and in the animals people rely on. Sletten analyzed the stomachs of 34 spotted seals harvested in the Bering and Chukchi Seas. All but one had microplastics, tiny synthetic particles less than 5 millimeters in size, often shed from synthetic clothing, fishing gear, or broken-down consumer plastics. Her research, published in the Marine Pollution Bulletin, is the first study to document microplastic ingestion in marine mammals from these regions, and it suggests the problem has been around for at least a decade. The seals were harvested in 2012 and 2020, and contamination levels didn't change much between those years. Sletten's team used special enzymes to break down the prey found in the seals' stomachs and then isolate the plastic particles. Sletten says the results didn't vary between the seals' ages, location, or harvest year, which she says shows how pervasive microplastics are. She says the implications are significant. Spotted seals feed largely on animals that live along the seafloor, as well as fish species that are pretty high up on the food chain. Both types of prey contain relatively high levels of microplastics. Her team found that levels in the seals were even higher, which suggests the plastics may be bioaccumulating through the food web.
What we found was that seals that were eating primarily prey from higher up the food chain had a tendency to have a higher microplastic abundance within their stomach.
And while this study focused only on stomach contents, related research has found microplastics in muscle, liver, and even in the fetuses of pregnant seals.
They're getting that exposure before they're even born, which is just wild.
The health impact of this exposure are still being studied, but previous research has linked microplastics to endocrine disruption, gut microbiome changes, and lipid metabolism issues, a concern for animals that rely on thick blubber to survive Arctic temperatures. It's official. A Ketchikan woman now holds the Guinness World Record for largest female mouth gap. That's how wide you can open your mouth vertically. Guinness World Records announced Marie Pearl Zelmer Robinson as the new record holder in a video last week. The video opens with Robinson holding a very large cheeseburger.
Triple cheeseburger. Sextuple cheeseburger. Octuple cheeseburger. Deca burger.
Robinson narrates as she fits 10 burger patties and two buns between her teeth. A Ketchikan dentist measured her open jaw at over 3 inches wide. She shattered the previous record held by a Connecticut woman by more than half an inch.
Having a record for something is like making a fact for the whole world to learn from. And people look at that and they think, that's something that really exists. I wonder if I can do that.
Robinson said if anyone thinks they can beat her world-class jaw, she welcomes the challenge. Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence raised over $24,000 at their annual Soup Off fundraiser last month, with more than 100 people attending. Six judges tested 17 different soups, stews, chowders, and chilies, and selected winners in categories like vegetarian, world flavors, and best presentation. USAFE's executive director, board of directors, and volunteers thank everyone who helped make the event a success. IFHS is experiencing phone tree issues and currently working to correct. Therefore, to schedule an appointment, reschedule appointment, or speak to front desk registration, please call directly either at 907-581-8650 or 907-581-8652. So again, the numbers are, if you're trying to get in contact with IFHS to speak to the front desk registration, call directly either 907-581-8650 or 907-581-8652. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar this week. KUCB's Board of Directors will have a regular meeting tomorrow evening starting at 5:30 at Burma Road Chapel on the second floor. The public is welcome to attend. Agenda items include studio dedication planning, FY26 budget, and fundraising plans for the coming fiscal year. The Museum of the Aleutians invites community members of all ages to share input on future programs, spaces, and features. There will be four different sessions, Thursday from 9 to noon in the morning at the museum, Thursday evening from 5 to 7 at the Unalaska Public Library, a luncheon on Friday from 11:30 to 1 at the Senior Center, and Friday from 1:30 to 4 in the afternoon at the museum. For more information, contact director@aleutians.org. The PCR Spring Festival has been rescheduled to Saturday afternoon from noon to 4 at the Community Center Gym. Students will showcase their art, and there will be live music and vendors. The festival will now coincide with Easter activities, including the Easter egg hunt and pictures with the Easter bunny. For more information on this week's community events, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Stay safe out there.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Puyallup Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. King Cove, the UMV, is in town today for your real IDs. If you need one, please stop down at the city building. And today is April 15th, 2025. In addition to tax day, today is Rivera Wilson and Raiden Gunderson's birthday. Happy birthday to you both. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to imagine that. Oh my God, great. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I'll think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here. Let
see their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The Earth's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things. Don't you know who you're driving your comments and comments insane?
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about the queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. The archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships lying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Sun.
open course for the virgin sea. 'Cause I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. We had, we lived happily forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try.
They sang to trying to be free, they never let you. They said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get you. 69 American terminal staff says the air's so thick it's like a drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm finally getting hip to the American blues. Say the pledge of allegiance before they beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a billion jails probation. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. Guitars.
Oh no!
Joe's primitive bar. Now, welcome back, Sonic.
Yeah. You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K21DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. We'll be right back.
I'll be a guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. We'll be right back.
as my mom's health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Pueblo of Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.